have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. The Chinese video platform Bilibili, also known as B-Site, is one of the most popular online video platforms in China. Japanese animated series Mushoku Tensei has been banned from Chinese video platform Bilibili because of its controversial content. Monthly users have risen from 15 million in 2015 to 170 million in 2020, while revenue has risen to more than $1 billion a year, prompting many to call the platform China's answer to YouTube. Bilibili has transformed from a mainstream video site aimed at China and Generation Z as a whole, with megastars like Dwayne Johnson encouraged to set up accounts, diversify their livestreams, and stream. Monthly users have increased from 150 million a year ago to 15 million in 2016, and are likely to rise from about 15 million in 2015 to about 170 million in 2019, while revenue will rise to about $100 million a year by 2025. Monthly users, but with revenue rising to more than $1 billion a year by 2026, leading many of us to call it China's answer to Google and YouTube. In addition to exceeding the 850 million benchmark, it is estimated that it will surpass 150 billion users by the end of this year. If you want to put your finger on the pulse of China's Gen Z, prepare to compress your bleeding eyeballs hot and prepare to spend a few hundred hours watching and commenting on videos from Chinese streamers on Bilibili. The Chinese video sharing site, where users can submit and view comments in real time while watching videos, is the product of Dan Mu, who founded it in 2009 and is informally known as the B page. It is known for its users' conversation system that was originally invented at Nico Nico, where time-synchronized comments are superimposed on the top of the video while it is playing, literally in the foreground of the conversation. In fact, it is also known as Dan Mu, which translates directly into bullet screen comments. It refers to a Japanese word that literally means ball curtain, which somehow helps to describe the simultaneous subtitles and comments. The comments are superimposed on the video's playback screen, and Nico Nico's net activists chose the word as such for the background, describing the heavily annotated scenes in their videos as a damning stage that resembles bullets. The term, loosely translated as two-dimensional space, is often used in China to refer to virtual worlds, anime, comics, and games. In Chinese, it refers to the space of the second dimension and is called a virtual world, anime, comic book or game. Founded in 2009, We are one of the largest and most successful animation and comic book brands in China today. What sets Bilibili apart from other brands such as ACG is that Bilibili holds a unique marketing position, focusing on anime, comic, game content. In the area where our brand is located, there is probably no better way to engage Chinese consumers of Generation Z with content that Bilibili uses than with the content we are currently in. ACG is a brand for anime and comic games, which are very popular in China. Chinese Gen Z, the anime and game watch I like to do other things for fun, but there is no money to be made from it. Currently, the otaku communities in the Chinese-speaking world rely on several central websites for information and interaction. As a result, the community of ACGN fans in China is not as clearly defined as in English-speaking countries, where Japanese media are traditionally located in a comparatively marginal subcultural area. This Nasdaq-listed site is perhaps closer to a cross between Reddit and Twitch and is often referred to as China's YouTube. Bilibili provides professional and user-generated content in the form of shared videos on a platform normally described as the Chinese version of YouTube. There is a CRISPR baby, a baby that is a kitten that is also super. Chinese Gen Z is listed on Nasdaq with a market volume of $15 billion and is among the top 10 most popular social media platforms in China. Bilibili began his foray into original programming in 2014 and joined the production of the fourth season of Informal Talk. Xu Yi was an AcFun user at the time and wanted to create a site that was better than ACFun. He spent 3 days creating a prototype website called MikaFans to create a fan base for Hatsune Miku. As the site grew and specialized in video sharing, he reshaped it and launched it under the name of Bilibili, which is the nickname of the protagonist Makoto Misaka in the anime. A teenager, Xu Yi, founded the Hatsune's Miku fan page, which grew out of his frustration with AcFun. He started his website with the video sharing site Bilibili, which he nicknamed Makoto and Misaka after the certain scientific railgun, and with the help of some friends. Thank you all for joining us again on Izabaye, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.